How many people have ever had the electricity go out in your house and you wouldn't got your flashlight? What you say? And it didn't work. I got kids and I got grandkids, right? And they love flashlights. And they love making shows and puppet shows and all this stuff and having the spotlight on the puppets. But one of the things they forget to do, what? Is to flick it back off. So there's been times when I went to 2 or 3 flashlights. Am I preaching? I went to 2 or 3 flashlights, and they was all, the battery was dead. The battery was dead. What good is it if the battery is dead when the electricity goes off? And that's what he's saying here. The lamp is useless if it goes out in the hour of darkness. Religion is for the time of trial and temptation.
Welcome to Anchored in Jesus, the teaching ministry of Dr. William R. Glaze, founder of the Pittsburgh Institute of Biblical Studies, author, and senior pastor of Bethany Baptist Church. This is Sonia Hall, thanking you for joining us today for the first half of It's Showtime. So let's join Dr. Glaze for the first half of It's Showtime.
There's a message that I've been wanting to preach. We are in a series in the Gospel of John. And I'm going to pick it back up the next time that I preach. But there's a message that I've been wanting to share for the longest time. And something that I've been telling people, that whenever, we go through a time of adversity, I've especially been sharing this with people who are getting ready to go in the hospital and don't necessarily know the procedure that they might be going through or how it's going to go. And, I've been telling people that it's showtime. It's showtime. And, when I say it's showtime, well, what I mean is, all the years that you've been a Christian, all the years that you've come and you've heard sermons and you've had Bible studies and you've had devotion, that now it's time to see where you are in relationship to all the spiritual input that you have had in your life. And so the verse that we have this morning is Proverbs chapter 24 and verse 10. And it says this: if you faint in the day of adversity, thy strength is small. And so what is he saying here? The day of adversity, that's showtime. That's when it comes to say, this is where I'm at with God. And that if you faint in that day, it says that your strength is small. And so we all will face showtimes in our life. And so let's examine that this morning. It's showtime. Now, let me put a disclaimer on this message right up front. When I say this, because some people might say, oh, well, you are kind of Hollywoodizing our problems. No, that's not what I'm trying to do. What I'm trying to do is not minimize what you would go through. I'm not trying to make your problems a Hollywood production. No, that's not my objective here this morning. But when I say showtime, what I'm doing is that I'm using it as a metaphor, comparing two things. I'm using it as a metaphor to describe how one acts during times of adversity. And so when we come to those times, and what are those times of adversity? When you are wronged by another person, it's showtime. It's showtime. If thou faint in the day of adversity, thy strength is small. If you faint in showtime, it's time for you to show. Not from a proud and braggadocious and egotistical standpoint. No, that's not what I'm talking about. But what I'm talking about is that when the rubber of adversity meets the road of your life, how do you respond? That if you are facing illness, and as I said, a lot of people, if I talk to them or pray with them before they're getting ready to go into the hospital, you know, I've been saying to them, okay, it's showtime. It's showtime. Right? I mean, you've been going through life, and I'm not saying you haven't had any problems, but you've kind of been going through life, and maybe you haven't had any big challenges. You haven't had any major obstacles that you've had to face. And so now here, this adversity comes your way. It's showtime. Time to see where you are with God. When you are dealing with devastating circumstances, it's showtime. Many of you know that my wife and I, we've been dealing with a very serious problem in our family. And so we found that on many occasions, it was showtime. It was showtime. You know, all that we have been trained to do over the last 10, 20, 30 years culminates into you, as the song says, not losing your mind up in here, up in here. See, a lot of people, that's what happens. When adversity, I'm about to lose my mind up in here, up in here. See, that's not the testimony of the child of God, because the child of God should be able to garner all the resources and implement them in that time. And make it through. When people get on your last nerve, it's showtime. It's time for you to act out. Not in a rude and ignorant sense, but it's time for you to let what's in you come out in a godly way and deal with things in a godly way. So you know it's showtime when you come into these situations. Now let me say this, because I realize that all of us at some point in time deal with death, right? I mean, I've dealt with the death of my mother, my father. I've had a brother that passed away. And you know, those times are not easy. And you know, I'll be honest with you. You know, when my mom died, man, I cried like a baby. You know, I mean, I lost it. You know, I cried like a baby. And so, you know, what I'm saying is that, you know, that you don't try to, you know, buck up and say that, well, hey, I'm a child of God. I'm supposed to be. No. Don't misunderstand the message. That's not what I'm saying. What I'm saying is that God helps you to process whatever it is that you're dealing with in a way that helps you through it and that glorifies him. You know, as the song said, trouble in my way, I got to cry sometimes. I can't sleep at night, but that's all right. Jesus, he's going to fix it. He's going to fix it. So that's not to say that you don't deal with your situation, that you don't have some emotional expressions of your. No, that's not the point. But what we're talking about today, it's showtime. It's time for you to work through that situation, whatever it is, with all the resources that God has made available for you so that you can deal with whatever you have to deal with. If you faint in the day of adversity, then your strength is small. Let's look at two things about this verse. Two things about this verse. The first one is the observation. And what is the observation? The observation is that adversity is going to come your way. It's not that, well, you know, you might face adversity, or there's a chance that you can tiptoe through the tulips all this life and not have to deal with adversity. The writer of the Proverbs is also putting it in a way that you will, at some point in time, you will face adversity, and you can't escape it. And as I say, when the Lord takes me home, and you guys are remembering Pastor Glaze, somebody's going to say, well, you know, he always used to say, you either in a trial, you just got out of a trial, or you're getting ready to go into a trial, right? Adversity is inevitable. And you know, there's nothing that you can do to put it off. You know, sometimes things happen and you had no idea. You woke up that morning and as far as you were concerned, the birds were singing, the sun was shining, and it was a nice clear day. And somewhere along the way, adversity jumped in your path. And all of a sudden, all that sunshine and clear day and bright morning, and there was just a dark cloud over it all. Adversity came your way. And there's nothing you can do to, now you can be wise and avoid some adversity, but for the most part, if adversity is coming your way, sometimes all you got to do is deal with it because it's right in your lap. It's right in your eye. So the first thing that we say is that showtime will come for everyone. For me, for you, and for you, and for you, and for you. Showtime is coming. And the revelation, oh man, we need to meditate on this a little bit. Showtime reveals how well you have prepared. Think about that. Showtime, it reveals how well you have prepared. If thou faint in the day of adversity, thy strength, and what does strength mean? Strength means the ability to cope with the circumstances. Your ability to cope with the circumstances is mighty small if you faint in the day of adversity. It shows how well you have prepared. It makes it clear where you are with the Lord. I like what Pastor Ford, and I've used this example over and over again. And Pastor Ford, who preached here a couple of weeks ago, I remember years ago, he came and he gave this illustration. And he said that if you take a sponge and you dip it in water and you squeeze it, water will come out. If you take a sponge and you dip it in orange juice and you squeeze it, then orange juice will come out. If you take the child of God and you dip him in worldliness, in gossiping, in evil thoughts, and you dip that child of God in adversity and squeeze them, guess what's going to come out? All that evil and filth. But if you take the child of God and you dip him in Bible study, you dip him in prayer, you dip him in fellowship and sweet communion with God, you dip him in the sweet songs of Zion, and you squeeze them, guess what's going to come out? Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul. And forget not all his benefits. See, adversity shows what's in you. Adversity shows how you have prepared. It says, if you faint, your capacity to deal with the situation is limited. To faint means to be weak or feeble. Feebleness in the day of adversity is an indication that you are not deeply rooted in the Lord. And like I said, adversity comes our way, and we're not ready for it. Some of you may remember a couple years ago at our missions conference. We had a wonderful missions conference, a powerful missions conference, and we were downstairs fellowshipping with the saints, and the dinner was over, and about eight of us got on the elevator to come back up. Now, those of you who are on the elevator, you know what I'm talking about. I started smelling smoke, and a little steam started coming up in the elevator. And we're sitting on there. I could look on the faces of some people and say, uh-oh. So I said, let's pray. And so we prayed. And then somebody else started singing. We was on that. We turned that adversity into a worship service. And the next thing I know, the elevator was, we was on there for a minute now. So I ain't trying to say that it was all over at once. So we needed prayer, we needed songs, we needed everything else. And then when we got out, some of the people on the outside, yo, their faces, they was worried. Like Brother Andre Cassell, his wife was on there. Andre was worried about his lady, man. And we got out. They couldn't even get the elevator all the way up to the floor. And so we ended up having to step up. Firemen came. They broke the doors and everything else. And we had to step up and get out of the elevator. So what am I saying? Nobody was prepared for that. If I knew that was happening, you can be sure I would have took the steps. Right? I would have took the steps. But I thank God that there was a spirit on that elevator that said, let's pray and let's worship. That if you faint in the day of adversity, your strength is small. That it shows you what is in you. See, when showtime comes, there's also going to be, now you ever see sometimes when people are putting on a live play that there might be hecklers in the audience, right? Hecklers are people that try to make fun or talk out loud to try to throw you off script. But you got to find a way to ignore them. You got to find a way to keep your focus on the Lord. Because when you get in your adversity and it's showtime and you are praising God and you are being strengthened and have your roots in Him, that hecklers are going to come. Man, you're supposed to be a Christian. God's letting that happen to you? How can you serve a God that would let something like that happen? But you got to keep on. You got to keep on going. I heard the story about a judge who was at a dinner, and he was often criticized. People were very critical of him. And so somebody asked him, well, how do you deal with all that criticism? And he put down his fork for a second, and he said, every night, my neighbor has a dog. And the moon is big and bright and shining in the sky. And that dog gets out there all night long, roo, 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 barks all night long at the moon. And then the judge picked up his fork, and he kept on eating. Somebody thought to themselves, man, what a crazy story. Why in the world did you tell us that story? And so somebody asked him, what's the purpose? And he put down his fork and he said, the moon just keeps on shining. The moon just keeps on shining. That when you are going through adversity and the critics and the scoffers bark at you and they try to talk you out of your trust in God, you just keep on shining. You just keep on shining. Be unaffected by those who are trying to cut at you and dig at you because you're trusting God. When it's showtime, don't let the hecklers move you off of what God is calling you to do. I like what it says in the pulpit commentary about Psalm 24:10. So I copied this. It's a lot of reading, but I'm going to read it because it blessed my heart, and I hope that it blesses somebody else's heart. But this is the pulpit commentary on Proverbs 24 and verse 10. And it says this, strength is wanted for the day of adversity. This will be a time of assault, strain, and pressure. The soul will then be besieged. Oh, I'm preaching to somebody now. The soul will be besieged, buffeted, and in danger of being crushed. Therefore, there is need of sufficient strength, not only for the prosperous times, but for this harder occasion. The lighthouse must not only be strong enough to stand in calm weather, it should be able to resist the battering rams of the tempest. The ship must be built for the storm. The army that can look smart in a review is useless if it goes to pieces on the battlefield. The modern navy is an extravagant ornament if it is not served us in action. The lamp is useless if it goes out. Woo! The lamp. How many people have ever had the electricity go out in your house? And you wouldn't got your flashlight. What you say? And it didn't work. I got kids and I got grandkids, right? And they love flashlights. And they love making shows and puppet shows and all this stuff and having the spotlight on the puppets. But one of the things they forget to do, what? Is to flick it back off. So there's been times when I went to 2 or 3 flashlights. Am I preaching? I went to 2 or 3 flashlights, and they was all, the battery was dead. The battery was dead. What good is it if the battery is dead when the electricity goes off? And that's what he's saying here. The lamp is useless if it goes out in the hour of darkness. Religion is for the time of trial and temptation. The spiritual life needs to be strong enough to hold on through terror, temptation, trouble, or it is a delusion. It is a delusion that your spirituality is worth nothing if it can't take you through adversity. If it can't take you through adversity, it's worth nothing. So, when we think about Showtime, there are movie credits, right? Movie credits, all right, that come on to tell us about this film. So whenever you go through adversity, there's some credits about Showtime that you need to remember. And the first credit is this, is that this movie in your life is being produced by God. Now, it may come at the hand of Satan, but remember Job. Satan could not do anything to Job that God didn't let happen. And Satan, your enemy, cannot do anything to you that God doesn't let happen. Let me ask you a question. What trial and tribulation are you going through now? God? You think God doesn't know about it? You think it took God by surprise? Oh, no, no, no. Look, let's look at Job chapter 2, verses 9 and 10. Job chapter 2, verses 9 and 10. His wife said in verse 9, then said his wife unto him, dost thou still retain thy integrity? Curse God and die. And Job said unto her, thou speakest as one of the foolish women speaketh. What? Shall we receive good at the hand of God?
Thank you for joining us today on Anchored in Jesus. Tune in next time for the conclusion of It's Showtime. If you would like to request an audio copy of today's message, It's Showtime, you can contact us at anchoredinjesus.org and request It's Showtime. That's anchoredinjesus.org and request It's Showtime. Or call us at 877-831-5060. When you visit our website, anchoredinjesus.org, you can view many of the other teachings by Dr. Glaze. Dr. Glaze is the author of 8 books. For more information about these resources and how to order, visit anchoredinjesus.org or call 877-831-5060. We also invite you to like us on Facebook at Anchored in Jesus Ministries. If you would like to make a financial contribution, please visit our website, anchoredinjesus.org, or send it to Anchored in Jesus at P.O. Box 24034, Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania 15206. Once again, that website is anchoredinjesus.org, or you can send your financial contribution to Anchored in Jesus at P.O. Box 24034, Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania 15206. It's through your prayers and gifts that we remain on the air. Our title, Anchored in Jesus, comes from Hebrews chapter 6, verse 19, which lets us know that Jesus is our high priest and an anchor for the soul. Now, for Dr. Glaze and our volunteer staff, I'm your host, Sonia Hall, reminding you, you don't have to be tossed into storms of life. Your soul can be anchored in the Lord.